Alaska elections officials have asked criminal investigators to look into irregularities with absentee ballots requested in a neck-and-neck state house race in East Anchorage. Seven applications for ballots in the district were in the names of dead people. Another two absentee ballots were returned in the names of people who later said they hadn't voted at all. That's, quote, palpable evidence of voter fraud, says a state lawyer. Alaska Public Media's Nat Herz has been following this and joins me on the phone. Nat, what is going on in District 15?
Yeah, well, this is a really tight House race, closely watched. There's a moderate Republican, Gabrielle Ledoux, who had joined in with a mostly Democratic coalition to control the House for the past couple of years. And so Republicans have really been trying to unelect her. And there was a guy that ran against her, Aaron Weaver, in the Republican primary, and he barely campaigned. But the election is now separated by like three votes, and there are several hundred absentee and other ballots that still need to be counted. And so that was set to happen tomorrow. And then we get this press release that says they've identified all these irregularities with the absentee ballots in this district. And, you know, really kind of shocking stuff, as you just mentioned. And after waiting for about half an hour, one of the candidates, Ledoux, comes out with her attorney, doesn't want to say anything. I wait for a little while longer, and a state attorney comes out of the meeting room and brings me back into a meeting room with the director of the elections division, Josie Banky, a couple other folks from the elections division, and there are two state lawyers there ready to talk about this. They didn't want me to record them, but basically they kind of walk me through the sequence of what happened here. And basically they started noticing some sort of questionable and irregular kind of activity related to absentee ballots going all the way back to the month of July. And they actually made this referral, it sounds like, to the Department of Law's criminal division before the election. There were 70 absentee ballot requests that were, the ballots were mailed out and then came back as undeliverable. And of the 70 undeliverable ballots all across the state, 40 of them were from this one House district. And to put that into context, there are 40 House districts where, you know, there are elections happening, and 10 Senate districts, and yet this one House district has 40 returned absentee ballots. And then you've got these other issues that they subsequently identify with dead people requesting ballots, and then two people that they found who, you know, someone had requested absentee ballots in their names and they'd been returned, but then the people whose absentee ballots were returned in their names, they said they hadn't voted.
So I imagine they'll be looking at if there's any sort of broader implications here, but have they said at this point anything about who they think might be responsible for these irregularities?
No, they haven't linked, you know, no one official has linked these irregularities to either of the campaigns or to any other individual or group. One thing that folks in the political world are looking at is the Republicans sort of leading into the absentee ballot review. Noticed that there were a couple of addresses in like a Muldoon trailer park where there were 23 people, all with the same last name, who had requested absentee ballots from two different addresses in this trailer park. So again, 23 people requesting absentee ballots from two different addresses in a trailer park. And one of the names of the absentee ballot requests was a man who was paid by Ledoux's campaign and who has, you know, a long relationship with Ledoux dating back several years to doing outreach in various ethnic communities in her district. That's how she describes what she pays him for in her campaign disclosure filings. And so that was something that Republicans, who again are, you know, really gunning for Ledoux and trying to get rid of her, they're saying that they were raising some questions about that and saying they, you know, just wanted to be sure that if these ballots came back, you know, they were being really scrutinized carefully. And again, you know, this was something I was hoping to talk to Representative Du about today. And again, she was there with an attorney, Tom Amodio, but they both declined to comment when I tried to ask them questions this afternoon.
Well, we will continue to follow that. That's Alaska Public Media's Nat Herz. Thanks, Nat.
Thanks for having me.